Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, right back to your calls at 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. And the Giants with a rare opportunity. Preview that in full. Speaking of the Giants, Sean Morash, who you hear all the time on Evan and Tiki, across these airwaves. Sean, I appreciate you staying up for me, man. But
Emmanuel, I'm an old man here. I'm under the covers. What do we got?
You're under the covers talking to me?
I'm actually right now under a Spider-Man blankie watching the end of Notre Dame USC. That's
I'm
the kind
honored.
Of scene I'm in right now.
I'm honored. Okay. So you chose war this morning. You took to X, Twitter, whatever, and you said, and I quote, "All my years watching sports, one thing I know for sure, I really don't care about Ohtani. Didn't see a pitch, had zero interest in watching a Dodgers-Brewers game, woke up, saw the game he had. Cool, I guess. None of it moves me as a baseball fan. I don't know why either." All right, that's your post after Shohei Ohtani, in a pennant-clinching game, hits three home runs and strikes out 10 hitters in 6 shutouts. Why?
Yeah, great game. Great game. Well, let's just start off with this. I wonder how many people were the same as me yesterday. It's a Friday night.
Right.
The Dodgers already lead 3-0. We have been through Dodger fatigue now. Ohtani's pitching, so you have to make that call. All right, Ohtani's pitching. This is something cool to watch. Am I into that enough to watch a series that's been basically boring? No. I went home. I watched some documentary on Netflix, got set, watched a little Miami-Louisville, woke up, saw the game Ohtani had. I read about it, and I thought, oh, that's a historic night. And then I started getting like a couple texts, and I checked in, you know, my friend group chats, and all I saw was debate. Like, oh, you didn't see Ohtani, you know, and friends going back and forth. And I realized, I don't really care about this. I don't care about this. And I actually, as a sports fan, I think I was almost bothered at my own self that day. Like, why don't I care? So that set me down a deep dive today of fighting with people on Twitter, which was fun.
I'm sure it was fun. And I support your decision not to watch. It's game 4. Dodgers are going to win the series anyway. I get that part of it. But saying I really don't care about what Ohtani did, why?
I care.
I mean, okay, let's get a little mortal. Emmanuel. Let's get a little mortal here.
Right.
So how many years do we have to live to watch another performance like that?
Well, geez, that's morbid.
It is morbid, but we'll never see it again.
Fair point. So, Emmanuel, if I really had to break it down, let's think about this a couple ways. First of all, the part about caring, not caring.
Okay.
If you wake up today and you care, did you care enough to turn on the game last night? I'm actually curious when those ratings come out for New York, because I would venture to guess all of us that watch all these Yankee and Met games, Friday night 3-0, how many people saw Ohtani was pitching and said, I have to watch this game? I bet you it's less than you think. That's number one. So right off the bat, I don't think a lot of people cared enough to watch. Now the action is, do you care after he has a night like that? I think I'm Ohtani'd out, Emmanuel. I got to be honest with you, man. Like, we have been shoved down our throat, the pitching thing, the hitting thing.
Right.
The guy didn't want to be here. Sure, like, am I bitter? He's not a Yankee. This is probably an extent of that. And I've also sat here after years of people making fun of Aaron Judge and watched all these games and watched Ohtani stink the entire postseason. Now I'm supposed to go goo-goo gaga because the guy hit three homers and pitched the night of his life last night in a playoff game after he's basically done nothing all postseason. And the reason it hasn't hurt the Dodgers that he hasn't done anything all postseason is that they are making what, you know, people used to think the Yankees by championships look minuscule. So I think you throw that all in a blender. I'm over the Ohtani thing. I do not care.
So I think we're all, especially from a Yankee standpoint, we're all Ohtani'd out. But he just, he hit three home runs, and these were no doubters. Like, if you watch the game, this was a spectacle.
I saw him on Twitter. I obviously didn't see the game. I saw the clip on Twitter, right.
And all the while, he's having one of the best, like, pennant-clinching pitching performances ever. We're just never going to, so the appreciation element to me, like, it has to be an ounce there for you.
Well,
a little bit. We're never going to see it again.
All right, so, but hold on. Can't two things be true? Can I understand that, you know, historically when Ohtani's in the Hall of Fame, they'll bring up last night? Like, yeah, I understand that. And that's fine. But, I mean, Emmanuel, I don't know. Man, if we were alive during Joe DiMaggio's hit streak, do you think we'd remember every detail about game 52 of that hit streak? You know what I mean? Like, there were historic moments that...
Last night was like game 56. Last night was the encapsulation of everything that makes him great. Right?
All right.
It wasn't a minuscule game.
All right. So, yes, but I would also counter that by saying, all right, but Ohtani gets to have that moment playing on a Dodger team that is just basically going to cause baseball go into a spiral. And, you know, maybe he doesn't get bailed out or get the opportunity to hit three home runs and have an outing like that if they're knocked out in the wild card round because he's playing on a normal, regular team that is not all like the Monstars from Space Jam. Like, that part of it pisses me off with Ohtani, too, where it's just like, we're doing this again with the Dodgers. I'm out.
Right. I guess the team context, you can always bog it down there. But this to me is like someone scoring 120 points in an NBA playoff game. Like something
so that means
that
I gotta
ridiculous.
Care? You know what I mean?
We got to appreciate it at least. That's why when I read your tweet, I'm like, I don't care about Ohtani.
I don't. But can't you acknowledge that the guy's great and understand that, hey, I'm not going to hate. I'm going to give you your flowers, Hall of Famer. But also at the same time, not care that he just did something? Like, why do I have to care? Why?
All right. I guess I can see where you're coming. I am bitter, by the way. I am with you in being bitter about the Dodgers.
Yeah, I didn't want to be here.
He should have been here. Dodgers it should have been Ohtani Judge back-to-back in the lineup, and we'd never be having this conversation.
Emmanuel, first of all, you were too, being you. We talk a lot of Yankees and baseball in that newsroom all the time. People don't see the shows off the shows. You make a big living off baseball. We do, you know, as well.
Right,
obviously,
right.
I mean, Tiki, it's our lifeblood. In 2027, if we're sitting there and we have no baseball to talk about, we think about Ohtani's Dodgers being a big reason why. We still going to appreciate last night?
Less. A little bit less. And Kyle Tucker's probably going to have a big reason to do with that.
Based
on the reports today. That we'll get into later. All right, Sean. I appreciate you defending the post. Giants, final score. What do we got? What are we seeing in Denver?
Dude, I have tipped back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. As of Thursday, I thought winning. Yesterday afternoon, I thought losing. This is as least predictable a Giant game as ever. My gut tells me as we go to bed tonight, tomorrow's heartbreak. Tomorrow's heartbreak, and the Giants lose a game by 10 points.
They can't do that. They have the keys to the city right now. They cannot let them go. I can't go into Knicks mode yet.
Emmanuel, do you think I was wrong for my Ohtani take?
You know what? You did a good job defending yourself.
Oh, no, but do you think the take was wrong? I'm setting you up for something.
Oh, I think it was wrong. I appreciate it way more than you did. Yeah.
So then here's the deal. I'm wrong a ton. So I just thought the Giants were losing tomorrow. Let's hope I'm wrong again.
Okay, but law of averages, you're probably going to be right about that. Law of averages. I'm a big law of averages guy. All right, let's hope you're wrong twice. Let's
All
leave
right,
you with that.
That sounds good.
I appreciate you under the blanket calling in. This really made my night. I appreciate you, man.
No problem, man.
I'll talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.